One of the saints said that death will be an imaginary loss of an imaginary self. Let me repeat it. Death is an imaginary loss of an imaginary self. We go through our lives, our years on this earth, thinking of ourselves as separate. You're you, and I'm me, and it's all about you, and it's all about me. And that disunity, that separateness, is basically the cause of every stupid and sinful and silly thing we ever do. When you live out of a sense of separateness, that little separate self takes offense when people don't show you the proper respect. That separate self lies and steals and can do very unkind things to other people. Because when you're separate, it's all about you and protecting you and defending you and promoting you. All of your life, spiritually speaking, is trying to overcome that false sense of separateness, that illusory self. And what death is returning to the source from which you came, where all things are one. Our word for that is heaven. The communion of saints. The communion of saints, that radical union with God, with the neighbor, and even with ourselves, is the whole gospel message. There's really nothing else. And that's why you came here this morning, to go to communion, to realize, hopefully, eventually, that you are in communion, that you are more one than you are many. Now, probably no gospel says this more exactly and clearly and forthrightly than today's gospel. And Jesus uses a marvelous image of a vine and the branches. He says, I'm the vine, my Father is the vine grower, and you are the branches. As long as you remain in that unity, which is basically love. When you're loving, you're in union. Whenever you do anything unloving, at that moment you're out of union. Even if it's just a negative, angry, resentful, judgmental thought in your head, you're doing that always out of a sense of disunion. And he says, that state is useless. You might as well throw it into the fire. It's not a threat. He's just talking as if he were the owner of a vineyard. And he says, once the branch is cut off from the vine, you might as well throw it into the fire because it's not going to bear any fruit. Now that's a pretty strong statement about us. That in our state of separateness, we simply do things in a not so good way. In a selfish way. Because we think it's all about ourself. So every spiritual action, every spiritual discipline is somehow to reconnect you to that sense of absolute union. You have never been separate from God, except in your mind. But your mind doesn't make it so. You are not separate from the other brothers and sisters in this room. You are more one than you are many. It doesn't look that way, I know. But that's what eternity will reveal, that we are all one. And that unity extends beyond this room, beyond Americans and beyond Catholics and beyond white people or Latino people. Those are all just accidents. That's all going to pass away. Underneath all those superficial differences, you are one in God. You are one. I am the vine and you are the branches. Now, if we could live that way every hour, I try to, but I don't either. Don't feel too bad. We pull back into ourself, and there we pout and complain and resent and fear. That's all the little self can do. The little self, the branch cut off from the vine, can do nothing, according to this gospel. So Jesus says, remain in me as I remain in you. So the promise is constant from God's side. His union with you is forever. The only question is from the other side. Do you choose to live in that union? Every time you do something with respect, with love, with sympathy, with compassion, with caring, with service, you are operating in union. That's the easiest rule of thumb. Whatever is done for honest concern for the other person, that means at that moment you're experiencing your union with that person, you are in love, and you are in God. Whenever you pull back and inside of your own head play the victim or accuse the neighbor, if you'd be honest, at that moment you're in disunion. And your life is going to bear little fruit. Brothers and sisters, if we tried to live nothing more than this, it would be more than enough discipline, more than enough exercise for your entire spiritual life. Far more demanding than simply obeying the Ten Commandments. To really live in love and to really live in union is the task of your whole life. But if you remain in this state, you will bear much fruit.